From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian peace talks hit a couple of snags. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura struggled on Monday to keep peace talks on track in Geneva, where Syrian government and opposition representatives are present but not yet fully involved in indirect negotiations. UN officials said talks that had been scheduled between the UN envoy and the Syrian government delegation for midday Monday were postponed. A spokesman for the main opposition group said Monday he'd received a positive response from Mr. de Mistura, but the opposition said escalating violence could hinder the already fragile process. Farah Atassi is a member of the Saudi-backed Syrian opposition delegation.
This actually is an insult for the United Nations. It's an insult for all the efforts. The regime, what they're doing, is blowing off all these international efforts, really, to push for a serious negotiation or to push for the political transition. We can't go on like this under the bombing. To be honestly, there is no national Syrian can go and start negotiate with a regime that killing his own people, that bombing his people, that hitting 52 barrel in less than 1 hour. This is unprecedented.
The UN envoy was scheduled to meet with the opposition later on today. A powerful suicide blast targeting a major police facility in the Afghan capital has killed at least 20 police officers and wounded 29 other people. The head of Kabul's crime investigation department said security guards identified the suspected bomber as he moved toward the Afghan National Civil Order Police headquarters and tried to stop him when he blew himself up. He condemned the perpetrators as enemies of Afghanistan. The Taliban claimed responsibility in a statement sent to reporters. The group spokesman said its suicide bomber attacked a group of officers gathered near the gate. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has called on Turkish authorities to investigate the shooting of civilians seeking to help the wounded in an ongoing crackdown against Kurdish rebels. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, the call comes as Ankara faces growing scrutiny for its military operations in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast.
This is a sound from video showing the shooting of what appears to be civilians under a white flag seeking to assist those wounded in the predominantly Kurdish town of Cizre. The town is at the center of a crackdown by Turkish security forces against a Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zeid Raed al-Hussein, is calling for an immediate investigation. Using what is seen as unusually strong language, al-Hussein criticized reports the journalist who filmed the shooting and was injured is now under investigation for terrorist propaganda. The UN commissioner said filming an atrocity is not a crime, but shooting unarmed civilians most certainly is. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A British woman who took her child to Syria and joined the Islamic State has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. 26-year-old Tarina Shakil was convicted by a Birmingham court of being an ISIS member and encouraging acts of terrorism. In October of 2014, she and her one-year-old son boarded a plane to Turkey, telling her family she was going on a beach vacation. She crossed the border into Syria, making her way to the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa. But after 3 months, she fled and turned herself into the Turkish military. She was arrested in February of 2015 at Heathrow Airport upon her return home. Now, during the trial, Ms. Shakil denied charges of joining the Islamic group, saying that she had wanted to live under strict Islamic law and not support terrorism. But prosecutors said photos on her phone showed her posing with weapons and her son wearing a hat with an Islamic State symbol. Well, the judge, Melbourne Inman, said the sentencing Monday she had embraced the Islamic State group. New members of Myanmar's parliament, most dressed in traditional garb, took a joint oath today in the capital as the prelude to installing the country's first democratically elected government in more than half a century. But who will become Myanmar's president? The most popular choice, Aung San Suu Kyi, whose party captured 80% of the parliamentary seats in the November 8th election, is apparently barred by the constitution because her husband and children are not considered citizens of Myanmar. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.